Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Drug Task Force is in the midst of an investigation that has seen two people arrested so far on drug-related charges, one of which occurred this morning in Fortuna. The investigation began when Homeland Security informed the task force that a package containing 3 ounces of cocaine had been shipped from Costa Rica to an Arcata address. The task force served a search warrant on Crescent Way in Arcata last Friday and arrested 25-year-old Kyle Callahan, and he was booked on various drug charges. Additional information led law enforcement to serve a search warrant at a residence on Angel Heights Drive in Fortuna this morning. 38-year-old Christopher Harbin, as well as two of his children, were located at the scene, along with cocaine and marijuana. Harbin was booked into county jail on various drug charges, along with one charge of child endangerment. On Wednesday afternoon, the sheriff's office received a missing persons report related to the disappearance of 43-year-old Aaron Kalustain. According to family members, Kalustain moved from Pennsylvania to Humboldt County in July to work in the marijuana industry, and he hasn't been in contact with family since July 4th. The sheriff's office reports that wreckage from Kalustain's vehicle was located several hundred feet down an embankment off of Horse Linto Road in Willow Creek on Sunday. However, he was not located in the area. Anyone with information related to Kalustain is asked to contact authorities. Today, the Bureau of Reclamation began releasing water from the Trinity Reservoir near the Lewiston Dam to supplement the Lower Klamath River in order to protect the fall run of adult Chinook salmon. Flow releases from the Lewiston Dam will continue until late September to meet the threshold of 2,800 cubic feet per second in the Lower Klamath River. Residents are urged to use caution when on or near the river while the flows are at its peak. And for more information on the water release, you can contact the Bureau of Reclamation. The Yurok tribe declared a state of emergency on Wednesday as the Tully Fire continues to burn along Highway 169 northwest of Wichpec. The blaze has burned about 500 acres of land and it currently threatens 30 homes owned by tribal members. The fire has also burned down power poles that have left local residents without power. The tribal council has passed a resolution to provide direct assistance to those affected, and they have developed plans to evacuate residents in danger if the need arises. Yurok Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said in a statement that yesterday tribal staff went door-to-door to do welfare checks on local residents and gave them up-to-date information related to the Tully Fire, and they also let residents know about the evacuation centers in Hoopa, one for humans and the other for livestock and pets. CAL FIRE listed the cause of the Tully Fire as arson, and mandatory evacuation orders along with advisories remain in effect for some residents in the area. The Arcata Fire District has been conducting their volunteer firefighter recruitment campaign, and it will culminate with a public information meeting this evening. Those interested in volunteering have until September 2nd to submit applications, and finalists will be appointed in December. Then the new recruits must complete 150 hours of training to become operational firefighters. The meeting will be held at the downtown fire station on 9th Street at 6 o'clock. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has state legislature news.
Governor Jerry Brown could put his signature pen to good use over the last week of the month as dozens of bills passed by the legislature await a decision. One bill, AB 1172, would require that single-user bathrooms in California be labeled as all-gender, and it would apply to all businesses, public accommodations, and state or government agencies. Assembly Bill 1785 would require drivers to mount smartphones on the windshield or dashboard and to use them only for single-swipe purposes. It's already illegal to text and talk on your phone while driving, except with a hands-free device, and the new law applies to the use of phone apps like navigation tools.
Thank you, Dan. A man wanted in connection with the homicide that occurred in Garberville in July of last year was arrested in Oregon and has been transported back to Humboldt County where he was booked into county jail on a murder charge. Portland police arrested Raymond Preshorn on July 6th on a Ramey warrant issued out of Humboldt County Superior Court. Preshorn is connected to the assault and subsequent killing of Kanal Lamb during a violent altercation in Garberville. At the time, witnesses said that Lamb had fallen and suffered head injuries, but an autopsy determined that the injuries inflicted were inconsistent with a fall, and the sheriff's office opened a homicide investigation. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.